Carson Show. Are you ready to be podsmacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Hello and welcome to episode 145 of the Rob Carson Show podcast. A special edition. This is 1 hour on KFAB Omaha, Nebraska. A very exciting hour, actually. We're talking about a raucous pep rally for Donald Trump that happened on Thursday, which happened to be, I believe, the 3rd of August, and the reaction to it, also the witch hunt on Donald Trump. And I'm going to share why Washington, D.C., both sides of the political equation, don't want people in flyover country to be successful, right? It's coming up. Brought to you today by Dr. Alex Nelson, a terrific chiropractor, fountainoflifechiro.com. He takes care of a lot of people who are first responders, firefighters and police who beat their bodies up, athletes, professional or otherwise. All sorts of things can be done. I'll tell you what, the best thing Cairo does for me is decompression for herniated low back discs or neck discs. Also electrical stimulation. All of these things can be taken care of. Aches and pains and maintenance of your body. They're at 8335 North Congress Avenue in Kansas City. 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711. Or go to fountainoflifechiro.com, fountainoflifechiro.com. Also, Grass Monsters KC. Let me tell you about one of their terrific mowers. How about the Z2? This is a Dixie Chopper mower. It's a residential mower. It is a mower that will last you, I swear, the rest of your life. It's got high horsepower, 23 horsepower engine from Briggs & Spratton. Or they've also got Stratton, Kawasaki, or Kohler. All right? Very, very cool. The Z2, the best residential mower in its class with big engines, big decks, and big value, up to 54-inch deck. Starts at 42, zero turning radius. They're glorious. Dixie Choppers made in Indiana, sold at Grass Monsters KC, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown Mo. GrassMonstersKC.com. Enjoy the show. And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. My name is Rob Carson, filling in for Chris Baker. And it is very bittersweet for me because it's very sweet because I get to do the show again. I've been very excited. I mean, honestly, I'm just sitting here strumming my fingers, chopping at the bit with so much to get to on the show and then realizing this will be the last week on my hometown radio station. Hopefully, I'll be able to do it again soon. So we get 4 hours together, and I'm going to do my very best to entertain you, to inform you. Going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about movies. We are going to talk about steak. I've got the nation's premier barbecue cooker. 4:30, we're going to talk to a guy named Meathead Goldwyn. Make his site, Amazing Ribs, a favorite on your browser. Now, I've got about 100 cooking videos on the web. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about ribs. About 100 cooking videos on the web. I've been cooking since I was 15 years old, working at a truck stop outside of Neola, Iowa, on I-80, learned to be a fry cook there. I know how to cook. This man schooled me, and today we're talking about steak. 3:30, Christian Toto, Hollywood Insider, are going to talk about a bunch of things, including Hollywood going after Rotten Tomatoes. People are tired of seeing the F word in movies. And what's at the box office this week? What to avoid? What to watch? All right. And then, of course, if you would like to check out my Facebook page, it is Rob Carson Show, Twitter, Rob Carson. And during the show today, if you'd like to write me personally, if you like what I'm doing, if you don't like what I'm doing, whatever, I don't care. CarsonOnTheRadio@gmail.com. CarsonOnTheRadio@gmail.com. That's what we're going to talk about. Bittersweet. That's what it feels like to me. You know why it's bittersweet? Here's another reason it's bittersweet. It's sweet because, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be tremendous economic news today. A million jobs created by the Trump administration.
Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing the song of cheer again. Happy days are here.
Unemployment at a 16-year low. That's pretty sweet. That's really sweet. And then, of course, there's, ABC Radio News and MSNBC and ABC and CBS. despite the fact that companies are staying here. The aforementioned statistics that are pretty darn amazing. You know, there's a lot of bad news out there, too. You know, these jobs that are being created, they're service industry jobs. I mean, you know, they're not that great. I mean, you know, there's a lot of bad stuff out there. I mean, Russia is bad, you know? Chances of the Democrat Party recapturing the houses of Congress in 2018, probably not so good right now. But it is bittersweet, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to start with some of the news of the day. We've heard a lot of talk about this, special counsel, Robert Mueller, going to be going after Donald Trump, Trump administration, for a variety of things. This is a witch hunt. This is all this really is. It's a witch hunt. They want to find something because they can't stand the fact that Donald Trump was elected. And I'm going to explain a couple of other things here, a dynamic also that you may not know about. It's related to what happened last night at a rally in West Virginia that was raucous, that was excited. It's related to the two countries that we live in, the two cities that we live in. We live in a tale of two cities. For the last few decades, the proletariat has lived in Washington, D.C. You and I, we're the bourgeois. Last night, the bourgeois, they showed up in West Virginia. They did, man. Oh, did you see that rally with Donald Trump? It was pretty amazing. Despite what everybody is saying about Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., despite what the mainstream media is saying about Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., despite all of the scandal, and he's going to be impeached, and he's going to be driven from office. The common people, the bourgeois, the white trash, the whatever trash, came out in West Virginia last night because maybe a few in those areas, the flyover country that voted for Donald Trump and propelled him to office, they're still there. And the guys on the bookends, the East and West Coast, the guys in government and their cronies, they're still casting aspersions on them. They're still looking down their noses at them. Sooner or later, the good economic news, the good things that are happening in the country are going to become so overwhelming that not only are the left and the Democrats going to have to, well, the left and the Democrats will ignore it, but even the anti-Trumpers are going to have to admit that it's working. That it's working. Even CNN had to admit that things were actually working. This is a report on CNN. After all the good news, and I'm going to get into some of the good news, and I want your thoughts on it, because I have something I'm going to propose, and why Washington, D.C., both sides of the political equation, don't want you or the people of West Virginia to succeed. Here's CNN.
All right, we have some breaking news. The Labor Department just released the July jobs report, and it is good. Strong numbers here. Allison Kosick joins us now with the details. Allison.
Okay, so for July, 209,000 jobs were added. That is better than expected.
And that blew away expectations.
These gains, it means that more than 1 million jobs have been added since President Trump took office. Although you look at the trend, it's not quite trending to the 25 million he's promised to add within 10 years. If you want to see that,
he might just miss it by a million.
You see an average of 208,000 jobs added per month. All right, what else? What are the other takeaways? Unemployment falling to 4.3%.
Well,
this is the lowest level in 16 years, and mm-hmm. we're approaching this level of unemployment that economists like to call full employment. The interesting phenomenon going on here is it's a double-edged sword because you're seeing a ton of openings, job openings across the country, more than 6 million.
Yes.
But employers are having a problem filling them, which means wages aren't growing. We found out today that wages rose only 2.5% compared to last year. So that's the one sticking point, Allison, that we're seeing with the jobs picture. Those wages aren't accelerating fast enough.
Okay. So you know what? You never know what you're going to get for a raise. But I'll tell you, I know what it's like to not have a job or a raise. Now, despite what some are saying, July's job gains, looks like at restaurant and bar jobs, hell yeah, it always happens that way, 53,000. Healthcare, 39,000. That doesn't exactly sound like service work industry. Manufacturing, 16G. Business services and mining, also among the gainers. More Americans who are on the sidelines jump back into the job market in July to look for work. Maybe there's some hope on the horizon. Consumer confidence is huge. Unemployment rate hits a 16-year low. Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics, like I said, 209,000 jobs. Number of employed people jumped by 345,000 to 153 million in July, setting a third straight monthly record. Number of Americans counted as not in the labor force, meaning they don't have a job, not looking one, dropped for the third straight month. Some are going to try to ignore this, but it's good news. The 160 million who participated in the workforce equaled 62.9% of the civilian non-institutionalized population. I have a feeling if things get any better in the country economically, they're going to be a lot more institutionalized Democrats. The president said Toyota and Mazda, they're going to build a $1.6 billion plant in the U.S., going to create 4,000 new jobs. Let's not forget Foxconn, $10 billion. Top-of-the-line plants in Wisconsin, consumer confidence at a 16-year high. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you why Washington, D.C. doesn't want this to happen. Okay, I'm going to share you some audio from West Virginia. Why do you suppose Washington, D.C., particularly Democrats, don't like this news? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Why? 402-558-1110. Why don't they want to see coal country celebrating like they did last night? Why don't they want to see the agricultural sector in the heartland of America? Why don't they want to see that succeed? What do you think it is? 800-543-1110. I want to give you the answer in a second, okay? My name is Rob Carson. You are listening to News Radio 1110 KFAB.
When it comes to finances, how do you make sense of it all? Listen to Financial Engine's Investing Sense every Saturday morning at 10 or visit investingsense.com.
Rob Carson filling in for Chris Baker. It is Friday. And we're going to have some fun today, guys. We've got a lot of things to get to on the radio program, talking about yesterday's speech in West Virginia. Donald Trump, just a raucous crowd. They're liking what's happening despite what everybody in D.C. is doing, dogpiling. This is what the president needs to be. He needs to be out among the people who he's helped, who his policies are rocking, despite what's going on in Washington, D.C. By the way, if you want to write me during the show, carsonontheradio@gmail.com. Already getting some. Was a Cruz supporter then, Trump. Love the guy, but I'm curious about the financial situation. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I know that a lot of people's financial situations are improving, particularly in places like West Virginia. All right. This is from, I won't say the name, says, I like what you're doing. Keep it up. Keep it up. Good luck. More later. Good. If you have more compliments later, I'll take the compliments. Oh, man, there were a lot of people's heads nearly exploded in the media yesterday. West Virginia's Democrat governor. I like this guy's name, Jim Justice. Hello, I'm Jim Justice for governor of West Virginia. Vote for me, Jim Justice. Justice for all. He decided to become a Republican because of Donald Trump.
This isn't pitching media.
Here we go. Hold on. Here it is.
Let me just say this to you as bluntly as I can say it.
Come on.
West Virginia, at the altar, when we had it done, like it or not like it, but the Democrats walked away from me.
They didn't think that West Virginia mattered during the election. And West Virginia voted for Donald Trump by over 40%.
Damn. Today, I will tell you with lots of prayers and lots of thinking, today, I tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor. So tomorrow, I will be changing my registration to Republican.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that crowd? Did you see that speech? I haven't seen every bit of the speech, but I've seen a lot of the speech today. And it was classic. It was when you get out from Washington, D.C., and you come to the people who voted for you. He's drawing these massive crowds, and they know that despite what's being said about Donald Trump, despite all the haters and all the things that are going on, despite there have been some successes and failures, they know, particularly in places like Virginia, he's still on their side.
This is Nebraska's news, weather, and traffic station. News Radio 1110 KFAB and KFAB.com and iHeartRadio station.
Rob Carson filling in for Chris Baker here. By the grace of God, it is finally Friday. The number here, 402-558-1110, 1-800-543-1110. You can write me during the show, carsonontheradio@gmail.com. Getting some great emails. Thank you very much. It's an honor and a privilege to be here, guys, at my hometown radio station. I was born in Omaha, and I grew up in Deola, Iowa, and I moved all over the country. And this means so much to be on a station that I grew up listening to when I was a kid. And Gary Sattelmeyer, one of my heroes, just an honor. He was nice enough to have me on his show yesterday. And I was truly honored to be on the radio program. So glad to be here. And I had mentioned earlier, it's bittersweet for me because, you know, it's sweet because I'm on the air. But it's bitter because it's my last day on the air here. Chris Baker's going to return, probably very sweet for you. And you know, not so bitter to have me leave. But anyway, you know, there's a lot of bittersweetness going on out there. I mean, you know, president last night in West Virginia, people just thrilled to hear him. I mean, crazy. He went after the Russia investigation. What a load it is. Here's a little more from his speech last night to this raucous crowd of about 9,000 folks. I can get it to play. Here it is.
Most people know there were no Russians in our campaign. There never were.
No.
We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you. That I can tell you.
Now, I want you to think about that. Okay, you've got a crowd of 9,000 folks. You've got people across the middle of the country who voted for Donald Trump. Every time a Democrat says the Russians won the election, an angel gets its wings. No, it discounts the votes of those who said, no, I'm sick and tired of the way things are going in this country. I'm voting for Donald Trump because, and here's my mantra. This is what I came up with. This is the reason why many voted this year, and even on the Democrat side, but unfortunately, you got screwed by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and they rigged it. People are sick and tired of some people going to Washington, D.C. and spending their entire lives telling you how to live yours. So every time a Democrat or Hillary Clinton bellyaches about losing the election and blames it on the Russians, all it is an attack on people like this. I mean, because honestly, hicks and hillbillies and rednecks and blue-collar coal workers, they don't mean anything. They don't know what's best for them.
One, because we totally outworked the other side. We won because millions of patriotic Americans voted to take back their country.
Oh, no.
Have you seen any Russians in West Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of Russian immigrants who've lived here and lived the American dream. If you're talking directly out of the Kremlin, spying or rigging elections, no.
Are there any Russians here tonight? Any Russians?
Descendants of Russians who immigrated here, sure.
They can't beat us at the voting booths. Nope. So they're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us, and most importantly, demeaning to our country and demeaning to our Constitution.
Just what I said, guys. It's meant to take away the legitimacy of the American people saying, I'm sick and damn tired of it. We're going to vote an insider into the White House.
I just hope the final determination is a truly honest one, which is what the millions of people who gave us our big win in November deserve, and what all Americans who want a better future want and deserve.
You can't be having those people. You can't be having those little people in coal country and farm country and wherever. You can't have them get making too much. You can't have them too optimistic. Because the more optimistic they are, the less they need us in Washington, D.C. Don't you understand that? Don't you understand that? I grew up on a farm in Iowa. There's a point where baby pig's going to wean itself off the teat. The sow in Washington, D.C. is a psychotic sow and doesn't want that to happen. there's my farm boy analogy. Your thoughts on this are welcome. I got some crazy audio from Maxine Waters I'm going to share with you. 402-558-1110, 1-800-543-1110. Speaking of psychotic, now I'm not going to go there. You can also write me, Carson, on the radio at gmail.com. You are listening to News Radio 1110 KFAB.
Is your financial plan out of tune? Listen to News Radio 1110 KFAB Sundays at 8 a.m. to Financially Tuned with Bill Altman of the Premier Advisory Group to get your financial future in tune.
Friday afternoon on News Radio 1110 KFAB. 78 degrees, beautiful, beautiful day. Rob Carson filling in for Chris Baker at 2:47. Coming up, for the first time, Harvard University has a larger minority class, freshman class, than white class. I'm going to explain to you what that's all about after the top of the hour. All right? I'm all about diversity. This is not diversity. It's discrimination. I'll explain. Then we're going to talk to my buddy Christian Toto at 3:30 about movies. He's a Hollywood insider, and he's a conservative. He's a pretty cool dude, so we're going to talk about a variety of movie-related things on that. Great news today. Great news today on the unemployment front. A million jobs have been created in the country since the president became president. The president didn't create the jobs. He didn't create the jobs. Create the environment to create the jobs. You never credit the president with creating jobs. The president doesn't create any jobs. Government doesn't create jobs. Government impedes jobs. Government can, by having less government, job creation will thrive. But more government, it collapses. A record 153,513,000 employed in July. Almost 63% labor participation rate. It's going up, 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 up. Lowest unemployment rate in 16 years, nearing the magic number where unemployment essentially doesn't exist, 4.3%. Okay? This is unbelievable, right? Restaurants and bars, sure, because there are more jobs there. Healthcare, 39,000 more. Manufacturing jobs up, 16,000. Business workers, mining workers. People need employees. Why is this bad news for Washington, D.C.? Because you need them less. Because you need Washington less. They hate that. They don't want you to be too successful. They want you to enjoy the crumbs. You should enjoy the crumbs. We will drive in our limousine motorcades, and you little people can ride in unsafe cars. You can get a, we'll call it a smart car. We'll call it a whatever. But you can't expect to have a nice car. I mean, we live in mansions. We want you to get one of those tiny homes. We use 30 times the average energy consumption in our homes, like Al Gore. You can have poison light bulbs in your house. You know those mercury light bulbs, those curly cues that break, and you got to cut holes in your carpet and dispose of them with hazmat teams and open windows and get your children out of the room. You know? Wait. You don't need that SNAP benefit card anymore? You don't need that HUD housing? You don't need that welfare anymore? We can't have any of that. We liked it when 50 million people were on welfare. That was great, man, when people were on food stamps, 50 million people on food stamps. That was terrific. Maxine Waters yesterday. This is on MSNBC, and this is all she has. All she has is hate. She never says any reason why she wants Donald Trump removed from office. All she can say is spout why she hates him. Even though she is herself a despicable person, many of the people that she considers to be heroes like Bill Clinton are despicable people. This isn't about, this is all about politics. Here is the the despicable Maxine Waters yesterday.
But are we at a point where we should, given the grand jury news that we have received over the past 24 hours?
I've long thought that there was a lot of smoke, even fire, and that...
There is only smoke. There's no fire.
Everything...
And the smoke is being caused by Democrats.
...that I have learned about this president, starting with the campaign itself, that people should have understood that it was something terribly wrong with him. As a matter of fact, I've said over and over again, I think he's the most deplorable person I've ever met in my life.
Well, that's because you never had to meet yourself.
And I think when you take a look at his allies and some in his cabinet, all of these people around him with connections to the Ukraine.
Wait a minute. There were Clinton campaign officials who met in the Ukrainian embassy.
To Russia or to oil.
To oil?
Everybody should have known that. We should have moved faster. Our intelligence committees have not moved fast enough, but I have my hopes for Mueller, as most people do. I think he's going to connect the dots, and I think we're nearing a constitutional crisis.
What about- I'm going to tell you, it's going to be more than a constitutional crisis if this president gets removed from office. There's going to be a crisis. I'll give you that. It's not going to be a constitutional crisis. It's going to be people who voted for Donald Trump who ain't going to put up with it. That's what it's really about. That's what it really is. There will be a crisis. Don't get me wrong. People are beginning to believe this guy, and I don't necessarily just believe him wholesale. But when I see good news, like the economic news today, And the more success I see, like the goodbye to the Paris Accord, to bombing Syrian airstrips where they were. Have you heard any chemical bombs being dropped on Syrians lately? No. Oh, here she is on The View. This is funny. She had a little slip, by the way.
Planning his inauguration. Is that a joke or do you really?
It was a joke.
Okay.
What I wanted to do was needle them a little bit.
Okay. You know,
do you think Pence will be better than Trump if he were?
No, and when we finish with Trump, we have to go and get Putin.
That's
what? Next. What?
Putin or Pence?
Pence.
You mean Pence?
Yeah. We have to go after Putin, Pence, whatever. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about Harvard. The incoming freshman class is more minorities than white people. I'm going to explain what that's all about. We're going to talk about movies as well. Your thoughts, 402-558-1110, 1-800-543-1110. Check out my Facebook page, Rob Carson Show, Twitter, Rob Carson. Write me, carsonontheradio@gmail.com. You're listening to News Radio 1110 KFAB. Stick around, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram... I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.